Hello again there, folks. So I wanted to get in on this sort of meme that we see all of the time, which is the sort of conservatives, centrists, classic liberal types, sort of saying that fascism and anti-fascism are the same thing, or the far left are the real fascists. Or the horseshoe theory, which has that the political extremes, if they go out far enough, they will eventually sort of curve so far around that they meet each other, or that the communism and fascism is the same thing. You see this over and over again. And it seems like quite a sort of fatuous argument, but it can be sometimes hard to pin down why. And you think, where are they going wrong there? What is it? And I think the problem is the tools, the method that fascism and communism use. So they are inherently illiberal. They tend to be totalitarian from the centrist perspective. They're authoritarian. They have scant regard for freedom of speech, and so on. And where I think the centrists go wrong is that they don't understand the spirit of the thing. So if we can just take a look at, let's say, the Marxism versus fascism on this kind of diagram that I made, where we look at what Marxism or the far left really actually does. It's all about equality. It's all about sort of flattening the society out, and it's on a downward spiral all of the time, because you could only really equalize things by going on a downward spiral. You cut down the higher poppies, so that all of the poppies are of equal size. It's easier to do that than to make everybody grow high. And there's always going to be discrepancies, so it's easier to cut things down. So in the past, we saw this in this purely materialistic Marxism that actually existed in the Soviet Union. And today, that's in the form of minority groups, the LGBT community, and so on. But then, fascism, of course, is nothing of the sort. Fascism is a sort of explosion of glory and power, and it harks back to an older European sort of mysticism and heroism. It's so the two are completely sort of diametrically opposed. But why is it that the centrists can't see it? Well, they can't see it because all they can see is the method and the machinery that these two different worldviews use in order to enable themselves. They are looking at something like authoritarianism or totalitarianism and viewing at it from the perspective that that is the end result. And it leads them sort of, it becomes quite autistic because they're completely ignoring the spirit of these things. All they can see is the machinery that these things use. They don't understand the ghost in the machine. And in order to sort of have a look at how that plays out in the real world, you can see a car that was produced by fascism, which is the iconic Volkswagen Beetle there. And you can see it's become one of the most popular, beloved cars of all time. Everybody loves the design. It's sort of adorable. It looks like I don't know, like a puppy or something. So this is in Germany in the 1930s, mass produced for the people. And then we can move on to Germany in the 60s and the 70s, and we can see what communism made, because we have the example of the nation then in Germany moving from fascism and then straight into communism. Now, if, as is the centrist argument, that it is just the method, that it is just the tools that creates the worldview, or that is the end result, that is what it's all about, then there shouldn't really be any difference in the aesthetics and in the design of the vehicles. And in actual fact, there totally is. We compare the Trabant, which is one of the most hideous, crappy cars. It's like famously bad, and yet This is the same people, the East Germans. They had, well, they actually had more advanced technology, and they too were living with under an authoritarian dictatorship. They too had curtailments on the free speech, and yet what was produced by fascism was a sort of adorable car everybody loves, and what was produced by East in the East Germany regime is a sort of pile of crap everybody likes to make jokes of. And so the difference is completely the opposite. The reason for that is because Marxism is purely utilitarian and sort of functional and materialistic, and fascism isn't. Well, another example that we can look at is the sort of sculpture that you tend to see in fascist regimes. This one's from Italy, and you can see that they are going back to older classic European forms of heroism, masculinity, and then putting it forward as an ideal to be moved towards. It again, like the volcano, it's always going upwards towards more glory and more power. And then we move on to compare that to the kind of sculptures you can find in the Soviet Union. You see again, I mean, by today's standards, that's surprisingly masculine, but it isn't actually a bad-looking statue, but by compared to the crap we have to deal with in the West today. But nevertheless, you do see that it is like the man is nothing more than a worker. He's nothing more than a unit of production and consumption. There's not really any sense of glory outside of the context of being a worker. So you're stuck in this purely materialistic paradigm. And again, the farmer, the overalls, and the problem that the centrists have is that they only look at the tools which are being used to bring in these two world pictures and conclude that that is it, that that is the end product, when in actual fact they are polar opposites, almost like a yin and a yang. And the fact that you have to ask, why is it that they can't see anything beyond the machinery? Because to get back to the car problem before, there's no reason why East Germany wasn't actually producing beautiful cars that people love in the way that, well, the National Socialists did in fascist Germany, except that there's no real beauty to draw on in that purely materialistic paradigm. And in the same way, the centrist doesn't have any way to understand this, because their thinking in this case is more like a Marxist, because they're just viewing things in a purely materialistic way, in a sort of flat way, where they are looking at the method and the tools which are used by certain worldviews to gain power and then manifest themselves, and concluding that the tools are it, that the tools are the world picture. And it's very it's totally off the mark, and leaves people to come out with these sort of ridiculous conclusions. There's horseshoe theory. Because if they were right, then there would be nothing really for fascists and Marxists to hate each other for. In actual fact, it's like fire and ice. Okay, thanks everybody, and I'll see you later.